podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 50, for the week of January 21st through the 25th of 2008. This week in the IDC, Jennifer Swartout will be hosting the first Writing Across the College workshop of the semester on Designing Writing Assignments. The event will be on Wednesday, January 23rd, from 3:30 to 4:30 in the IDC, Student Commons Building, room 2401. Stop in and discuss your concerns, questions, and issues regarding creating effective writing assignments in your discipline. If you cannot make this time slot, the workshop will be repeated on Friday, February 1st at 1 p.m., also in the IDC. And if you still cannot make this, don't fret. Jennifer is available to speak with you individually by contacting her at jennifer.swartout@heartland.edu. You can find a complete list of events happening in the Instructional Development Center by going to our website at www.heartland.edu/IDC. We currently have a full slate of Writing Across the College workshops scheduled. In this week's Tips and Tricks section, we will continue with the discussion on Web 2.0 in higher education. If you missed the first discussion of what Web 2.0 is and how it can be used, check out the previous podcast, episode number 49, from January 14th. In last week's episode, I discussed blogs, and now this week, wikis. What are they, how do they relate to Web 2.0, and how can they be used in higher education? Well, wikis are also websites that require very little HTML or web page design knowledge to set up and contribute to, just like blogs. A wiki is a website that multiple users can contribute to by logging in and editing, posting new content, and just generally allow for more interaction than traditional static web pages. The viewer of the website can become a contributor. The way blogs and wikis differ is that on a blog, usually one person is the blogger and the audience simply makes comments as to the opinions or posts shared by the blogger. With a wiki, the contributions to the website are larger, and it's possible to edit other users' text, images, and other material. In other words, wikis take the website design work out of web design by having a pre-built template for the website and interface that anyone can learn. The most popular wiki that most people have at least heard of is Wikipedia, an online encyclopedia where users contribute knowledge and edit each other's work. According to the book Web 2.0, New Tools, New Schools, by Gwen Solomon and Lynn Schrum from 2007, Wikipedia has more up-to-date entries than the Encyclopedia Britannica. So, wikis allow users to collectively comment on and decide upon knowledge. Some people have coined this term wiki reality, where facts are defined by the collective masses. Now, most wikis probably don't aspire to be quite that profound, and the average wiki can have its uses in higher education. So, how can this be used in higher education? Well, again, just like last week's discussion of blogs, wikis can help students become better communicators and possibly better critical thinkers by posting their own thoughts on subjects and editing other students' work. A wiki could be set up by the teacher of a course, say on psychology or any subject. Then each week, one assignment could be for the students to each make a contribution to the wiki pertaining to what they found most interesting, controversial, or timely that the class discussed from the previous week. In their own words, they would be contributing to the wiki, helping other students see the material through their own eyes, all the while building knowledge in a controlled environment that still allows the students to feel like they are in control of their own learning. And all of this can easily be monitored by the instructors simply by logging in from any computer that has an internet connection. Most wikis allow the users to track changes to the wiki in a section titled History, or something similar, so you can see when changes have been made and by whom. This all makes the classroom more collaborative and adds a dimension of interactivity that can sometimes be overlooked. And in many cases, the wiki itself is private, so only students from that class can view, edit, and collaborate on the wiki. Although other wikis are public, meaning that anyone who knows the URL to the website or wiki can log in and make changes to the content. If you want to look at an actual wiki being used in education, one to check out is at http://welkerswikonomics.wetpaint.com. This wiki won the Best Educational Wiki in the 2007 EDU Blog Awards and focuses on economics. It has useful information for both students of economics and teachers alike. At this wiki, you can see how one instructor has chosen to set up a wiki, obtain feedback, provide for discussion, post assignments, and post audio and video content, and further online resources. However, just like blogging, wikis have a potential downside. Students could read information on a wiki, such as Wikipedia, and take it as fact. And again, like blogs, with any research source, it can be explained how much or little weight the wiki holds for research purposes. Wikis are very easy to set up. A popular site for educators is at www.wikispaces.com. It's free to set up a wiki that is public and costs a slight fee to make your wiki private, so only the persons you choose can access your wiki. Another possible wiki setup site is www.pbwiki.com. They have a good overview of how using a wiki in your classroom can increase student involvement and hopefully engagement and learning by going to the website pbwiki.com/education.wiki. Also, the website www.mediawiki.com has a good explanation of what a wiki is if you're interested in more information about wikis. If you need assistance with setting up a wiki or have questions, feel free to contact me. My contact information is listed on the Heartland Community College Instructional Development Center website at www.heartland.edu/IDC. Next week, we will continue with the Web 2.0 discussion and talk a bit more about collaborative aspects of the Web 2.0 movement, including Google Docs, Writeboard, and Zoho Writer. All of these are online collaborative writing applications that can be used in higher education. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. The IDC Podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in, as well as news about, the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College and educational technology tips and tricks. If you have any questions, comments, or in need of assistance with any of the services we offer in the IDC, check our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week's IDC podcast. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.